Our Heavenly Father, we praise you and adore you and love you because you are the lover of our souls. We thank you for your daily bread, where you nourish our spirits so that we may grow to be more like you. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Romans 14, verse 19 to 23, TPT. So then, make it your top priority to live a life of peace with harmony in your relationships, eagerly seeking to strengthen and encourage one another. Stop ruining the work of God by insisting on your own opinions about food. You can eat anything you want, but it is wrong to deliberately cause someone to be offended over what you eat. Consider it an act of love to refrain from eating meat or drinking wine or doing anything else that would cause a fellow believer to be offended or tempted to be weakened in his faith. Keep the convictions you have about these matters between yourself and God, and don't impose them on others. You'll be happy when you don't judge yourself in doing what your conscience approves. But the one who has misgivings feels miserable if he eats meat because he doubts and doesn't eat in faith. For anything we do that doesn't spring from faith is, by definition, sinful. Early in the chapter, we can see it was talking about eating food and celebrating special days. That's in Romans 14, verse 3 to 8. The one who knows that it is right to eat any kind of food must not reject the one who eats only vegetables. And the person who eats only vegetables must not think that the one who eats all food is wrong, because God has accepted that person. You cannot judge another person's servant. The master decides if the servant is doing well or not, and the Lord's servant will do well because the Lord helps him do well. Some think that one day is more important than another, and others think that every day is the same. Let all be sure in their own mind. Those who think one day is more important than other days are doing that for the Lord, and those who eat all kinds of food are doing that for the Lord, and they give thanks to God. Others who refuse to eat some foods do that for the Lord, and they give thanks to God. We do not live or die for ourselves. If we live, we are living for the Lord, and if we die, we are dying for the Lord. So, living or dying, we belong to the Lord.
So you can see it's not about considering some foods edible and others not. It's not about considering one day more important than the other or not. It's about faith. This is reflected in Matthew 9, verse 29. Then Jesus touched their eyes and said, "Because you believe, I can make you see again. It will happen." And in Hebrews 11, verse 6, in NLT, it also says, "Without faith, no one can please God. Anyone who comes to God must believe that he is real, and that he rewards those who truly want to find him." Another time that faith was mentioned is in John 6, verse 28 to 29, TPT. They replied, "So what should we do if we want to do God's work?" Jesus answered, "The work you can do for God starts with believing in the one he has sent." So it's all about believing in Jesus. This is also reflected in Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 10, NCV. "I mean that you have been saved by grace through believing. You did not save yourselves. It was a gift from God. It was not the result of your own efforts, so you cannot brag about it. God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God made us to do good works, which God planned in advance for us to live our lives doing." Jesus also clarified the issue about food in Matthew 15, verse 16 to 20. Jesus said, "Do you still not understand? Surely you know that all the food that enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then goes out of the body. But what people say with their mouths comes from the way they think. These are the things that make people unclean. Out of the mind come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual sins, stealing, lying, and speaking evil of others. These things make people unclean. Eating with unwashed hands does not make them unclean." Jesus reflects this again in Mark 7, verse 6 to 8. Jesus answered, "Isaiah was right when he spoke about you hypocrites. He wrote, 'These people show honor to me with words, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is worthless. The things they teach are nothing but human rules. You have stopped following the commands of God, and you follow only human teachings.' Some translations say traditions. And so we cannot replace God's word with traditions, with the way we've always done things. In fact, Jesus spelt it out very clearly in John 8, verse 31 to 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you continue to obey my teaching, you are truly my followers. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And so this is why we need to get to know the word.
It's all about renewing the mind. In Romans 12, verse 2, NLT, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So renewing your mind, changing the way you think, that's what's important. It's also reflected in Ephesians 4, verse 20 to 24. "But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." In fact, some people who think they are good are going to get a terrible shock one day. In Matthew 7, 21 to 23, it says, "Not all those who say, 'You are our Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven. The only people who will enter the kingdom of heaven are those who do what my Father in heaven wants. On the last day, many people will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, we spoke for you, and through you we forced out demons and did many miracles.' Then I will tell them clearly, 'Get away from me, you who do evil. I never knew you.'" So you can see it's all about a relationship with Jesus, not about what you do. So our scripture today is giving guidelines on how to behave in a loving way towards other believers. A newly born again believer doesn't know what a mature believer knows, and therefore they might think that it's wrong to eat certain foods or they've got to respect certain days. But as you grow in maturity, as you learn the word more, it's the truth that sets you free. As you learn more about Jesus and have that relationship with your loving Redeemer, with the lover of your soul, then you get to know that, as Jesus said, it's not food that makes you unclean. It's your wrong attitudes and actions and the evil thoughts in your heart. And that's the evil words that then come out of your mouth reflects what's in your heart. And so this message is about days and food, but it applies to everything. Everything that is good, that glorifies God, we do. Now, this is not talking about a relative morality. If it feels good, do it. This is not that. The right and wrong in God's books are clear-cut and well-defined. And Jesus died to pay for all the wrongs that we do, whether in thought or deed. But the other things that are not a heaven and hell issue, like what you eat, like what days you do what, those things don't affect your salvation. But if somebody doesn't know what you know, don't make them feel bad about it, because it might destroy their faith or weaken their faith. So it's about love. Remember, we are living in the law of love. And so we act in a loving way towards other people, no matter what we eat, no matter what days we do certain activities on. I know the Jewish people rest on the seventh day of the week. When I was a church worker, I rested on a Monday until my pastor retired and the other pastor wanted me in the office on Mondays. Then I rested on a Friday. So your body does benefit from resting one day a week, but it does not have to be on a Sunday. I remember many years ago, one sportsman refused to play sport on a Sunday, and it was like a major match. Can't remember if it was international or not, or interprovincial. But the fact is that your heart and your mind need to be locked into Jesus. So it's not about do's and don'ts. It's about love. So we love each other, and we are considerate towards other people, no matter where they are, whether they are old or young in Christ, whether they're babes in Christ, or they've been with Christ for many years. We still act in love towards everyone, because that was Jesus' commandment. He said, "Love one another." So I encourage you to spread that love to those around you and shine your light.